It's good to see everyone out this evening. I appreciate you coming out to hear me speak. It's always an honor to speak God's word. If we live our lives thinking that it's we got to do it. But if we live, it's an honor to serve God in spirit and truth. It's a lot easier to study. It's a lot easier to do things. Because that's why we put it here. It tells you in Ecclesiastes 12:13-14, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. That's why we're here on this earth, is to please him. You know, God has blessed us on this side of eternity, so tonight, let's think about our lives. If we need to make something right with God, don't leave this building. Come to the front, we'll pray for you. We'll baptize you in the name of the Son and the Father and the Holy Ghost. And get your name written in the book of life. And then it's up to you to keep that name in the book of life. It's up to me. God gives us a choice. That I don't have to serve him. You don't have to serve him. Nobody does. But the choice that I made is the promise that I made to him. That's what I want to do all my life. I want to think about it in the mornings, and I want to think about it when I'm going to bed. You know, I always remember a Christian life is a way of life. You can't just say, I'm a Christian, tell everybody, I'm a Christian. A Christian life, you don't have to tell them. They can see it in your life for what you're doing, what you say, how you dress, where you go, attending services. You know, it tells you in Hebrews 10:25, not to forsake the assemblies. He wants us to be together. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to encourage one another. Because there's a place that's called heaven that's ours if we stay faithful unto death. Revelation 2:10. We got to work together to get there, though. We got to pray together. We got to want to encourage each other. We want to show people what we know. It's a shame if we don't understand the Bible. If we say you need to obey the gospel, we should know the scripture, shouldn't we? We shouldn't have to ask someone else because we've obeyed the gospel. You know, to me, that's why the world is so sinful, and I believe the world is on its last leg. I really believe that. So why terrorist thou, he says, if something's wrong in your life, fix it tonight. It don't matter what someone might say about you. It only matters at Judgment Day what God says when he separates us. Let's focus on what we need to be doing and put the blinders on and walk that narrow path right there that leads to Christ. Ain't that why we're here tonight? Is to glorify his name and honor him in everything we do. Jesus Christ is in the midst of us. Every time two or three are gathered together, Christ is with us. Do you ever think about that? Our Lord is with us right now in the midst of us. Every time we miss a service because we want to, you miss being with God. His holy Son who drove the cross to Calvary for me. I wouldn't be standing here because I would be without hope. He tells you that in Ephesians. That I was a Gentile, I was without hope, without God. I was condemned. But Jesus drug that cross with my name on his mind. And now we need to glorify him while we on this side of eternity with the breath that's in our body. He tells you in Psalms 150:6. He says, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And as long as you got breath in your body, you can change your life. You can get your life back on that straight and narrow path that leads to Christ. So don't leave here this evening with anything, one doubt in your mind. Rejoice, he tells us in Philippians 4:4. He says, rejoice. I don't see that in the church. We need to be rejoicing more. We need to be telling more. We ought to be alive. We ought to be excited. I wonder how many of us wants to go to heaven today. Think about that a minute. Do we want to die and leave our family and go to heaven today? Where's God? Where he says in Revelation 2:4, he says, 21:4, he says, there's no pain. There was no tears. The former things have passed away. He tells us in John 14:1-3, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. You know, God didn't only send his Son to die for us. He keeps giving us stuff to try to get us there. He's trying to give me a mansion. He's trying to let me to walk on the street of gold. There's no darkness there. He's begging us to come to him. And people turn it down, don't they? There's only two ways in life. You can't sit on the fence. You can't be a Christian tonight or Sunday. You got to turn your life over to God. He can't be your Savior if you don't let him be Lord of your life. You got to want this. You got to hunger and thirst after it, Matthew 5 and 6. Everything we do should, some way we should do, is glorify God's name while we're on this side of eternity. Look what he's done for us. If you take a moment to think about it, everything that we see in this world comes from God's ground. Our water, our food, our clothes. We even come from the dust of the land, didn't we? How powerful is God? He's everything. You know, when God tells us to do something, he means it, don't he? If I have to break a promise, I have to, but he never breaks it, does he? You know, we're after this eternal life to be with God. We should make not trying to make this place our home. And we do, don't we? We try to stay here. We worry about what the doctor's going to say. We need to work on that faith. He says in Romans 10:17, he says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want to put all my marbles in that scripture there. Everything I hear and read and study about the Bible, I want to have that faith in that. But faith won't save you, because that shows me that I believe what God told me to do, and then there's a thing I got to do. I got to get busy. I got to do what God tells me to do. That's where people get it wrong on baptism. They say, well, you're doing works. You're doing this. You're doing that. No, I'm not. I'm being obedient. Faith only saves when it's obeyed, ain't it? If God tells us to be baptized for the remission of sins, that's his word. He's telling me, he give me his grace. Now, I believe that. I got to put action in it, ain't it? The action is that I got to be baptized for the remission of our sins. My name gets put in the book of life. And then I have that opportunity to live God forever. But keep this in mind. There's two eternal lives. We think about, well, I'm going eternal life, eternal life. There's two. We're going to either live where there's no pain and tears, or we're going to be thrown into the fire where the worm never dies. So there's two eternal lives. You're going to live in one of them. And it's a shame if we got up there and he'd say, I never knew you. It would be a shame to hear that, wouldn't it? I always said to myself, don't get up there whining around. Get up there and take what he you supposed to get. If I'm going to get to go into the joys of the Lord, I will go in. But be a man. If we're going to sin, sin. Because he's not going to take it, he tells you in Revelation. He says he don't want anybody lukewarm. So that means we've got to stand for the truth. We've got to do as much as we can for the truth. And then we have mercy. God will have mercy on our souls. Don't doubt that he ain't with us. He said he would be. We believe in baptism. Well, can't we believe that he'll be with us in a doctor's office or going down the street? Believe all the scriptures. He said, cast all your cares on me. He cares for us. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Do we believe that? Believe it all, because it's real. He says in 2 Timothy 3 and 16 and 17, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Apostle Paul didn't write this. He wrote it down. God gave it to him to write down. That is my instructions. It's just like putting a TV together. I read the instructions. You want to go to heaven? Read the instructions. How many of us picks up the Bible and studies it? I don't mean just picks it up and fumble through it and put it down, give it my half-hearted thing. You can't learn nothing for that way. How many of us actually reads it and love it? You know, it tells you to rightly divide it by studying it. But you can't study it if we're given the last minutes of our day. If you're not meditating enough on it, he tells you that in 1 Timothy 4 chapter. Meditate upon his word. Read and study as hard as you can and love and pray for 6 months and call me to change your life. Because we owe him so much. We owe him so much. It ain't about the aches and pains and stuff. It's my turn. It's your turn. Everybody else had them. What kind of life did Jesus have? For the joy that was set before him in Hebrews the 12th chapter. What was the joy that was set before the Lord? Can you think of the joy? Beat half to death. Crown of thorns on his head. Hung on a cross. The joy was because he pleased God. And if you're pleasing God, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, put a smile on your face. Be happy. Because our next place is going to be eternal life with God. See, eternity to me is right here. Just, he tells you that in 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. in 53:58. He says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we can be with God. Wow. Ain't that a little scary? It shouldn't be. Because if you're doing God's will, you'll never be alone. Never. He promised me that. He promised me that. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever. It's the same thing when the Apostle Peter and him started in Acts, the second chapter, when the people said, what must I do? It's the same thing that we say now. Don't let nobody change it. Don't think about other people changing what we're doing. It's in the Bible. God said, when he said, what you must do, Peter said, repent and be baptized for the remission of sin. You see, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Revelation 20, 11 through 15. You got to keep your name in the book. You see, when I obey the gospel, I come up out of the water. Romans 6, 3 through 6. It's a newness of life. I can't be the old David Burnham. I got to be the new. And it's a constantly growing and a struggling and bumps here, messing up here. Nobody in this audience is perfect. That's why it says in James. He says, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another. That's where we stop at. Go on with the scripture. It says, effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. So I'm telling you tonight to pray, people. Pray. Because you can't make it. When it's our time, when someone confronts us, and when it's your time, if you're not praying, we're not studying, we're not encouraging and loving one another, we will fall. We've got to have brotherly love to live eternity. That's what it's all about. Here's who's going to live in heaven. This is my brothers and sisters. We're all together. We need to encourage. That eternal life costs God, his son. What is it costing us? Are we doing what he tells us to do? I think it's James 2, and if you read the James 2nd chapter, you run into it. He says, faith without works is dead. He said, the body without the spirit is dead. He gives you such a great example. Jesus always gives examples. There were people that, like me, that didn't try in school, and I can understand it. There's no reason why I should miss heaven. There's no reason why anybody in this audience shouldn't go to heaven if we're doing God's will. If we've obeyed that operation of God, Galatians 2:12, God made it so simple, didn't he? So simple that we cannot miss it, can we? Now think about this. I told you what he sent his son. He was beat half to death. He's trying to give me a mansion. He's trying to give me the street of gold. He's telling me there's no more pain, no tears. I get to live with him forever. He's just begging me to come. So he's done everything. What are we doing to return what he's done for us? He showed us he loved us. Are we showing him that we love him? You know, I've done it. Just all of a sudden on a Sunday, hoping I had to work. Trying not to go to church. Trying not to do this. And what a shame. Who was I fooling? You know, I can come in here and have all the lessons I want, and I can fool you, and you think he is a great Christian man. Hey, but you know, God knows the heart. God knows. And if you want wisdom and knowledge, you pray for it. But you know what I figured out over the years? You can pray all you want for wisdom and knowledge, but you better open these instructions and start studying them, or he ain't going to give you nothing. It's like the two blind men. Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? Did Jesus not know these people was blind? Yeah, he knew that, didn't he? He wants us to humble ourselves and ask him. He wants humble people. We need to prepare while we have time and opportunity on this side of eternity. I don't want to see anybody go to torment, because he tells you in 2 Corinthians, 5:11, he says, "Oh, that Paul said, oh, the terror that's coming." We don't realize that this place would be full, wouldn't it? If they knew what was coming, you'd have to build on. Don't let the world change us. Don't worry about what the world does. Don't worry about this. And don't try to keep up with the world. Because he says it's the broad way that leads to destruction. He tells you in Matthew 7:13-14, there's only few that be that find it. But he said the broad way that leads to destruction, many go at it. And he tells you in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we all must stand before the judgment. He says also in 2 Corinthians 5, he says, examine yourselves whether you're in the faith. Prove your own selves to God. You know, Jesus sent his grace right down here. And all I got to do is just obey this. You know why it's hard? You know why it's hard to be a Christian? Because you make it. And I make it. Because it ain't what we want to leave the hatchet hanging out of the yard. Well, we can pick it up in case we need it. Bury it. Let it go. Look what he done. The only person that should be mad in this life is Jesus Christ. He was beat half to death and he didn't do nothing wrong. He didn't even have sin. So the choice I make is I want to live for God while I have breath in this body. You know, I have a lot of aches and pains. Y'all do too. But you know, he tells us what they're for. You ever read 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter? He says it's a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God that we may be worthy to go through the gates. It's our turn. Put your foot in forward, put your foot in front of the other one, and start living for Christ. If you can pray, good. Move on to singing. If you can sing, good. Go on to having lessons or reading chapters or talking to somebody. Invite them to your house. It's so scary that this world's fixing to shut down. And we got people in our families. Are we talking to them? It takes a while. You got to grow in the knowledge of the truth or you'll be ashamed of him. He says not to be. Romans 1:16, didn't he? Don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ, what he done. It's an honor. Start using them words. Start using honor. Almighty, wonderful God. Start using words like that. If the Lord's will, like it says in James 4 chapter. I'll see you tomorrow, Lord's will. I'm going to go do this and that, if the Lord's will. Start using that in your vocabulary. You know, God's name, I hear people using OMG and stuff like that. You know, that's a sin. God's name shouldn't be used anyway except glorified. Glorify in Jesus' name. It just makes a hair stand on the back of my neck to hear people do that. It's still the same. Honor the name. Honor God. That I am, I am. What's his name? Psalms 111:9. Holy and reverent is his name. Marvelous is his name. And we use it like it's in our vocabulary word. Do you think that's right? Do you think that's honoring God? I don't. You have to make that decision. Galatians 3:27, when I was baptized, I baptized into his body. So that made me what? Christ-like. So I had to start that day, Brother Stacy, of being a newness of life. You know how many times I fell and bumped and had to go to the front to ask for forgiveness? Or we can be in the church all these years and never have to come to the front? Think about that. I just said he wants us to humble. You can't make it without him. We can't make it without each other either. Because when we fall, that's when we help each other. It's not no weakness. Listen to this. It's not weakness to come to the front and ask for prayers. It's not weakness. It's a sign of strength. Think about that. That means you've got the courage and the strength to say, God, I need you and I want the prayers. Does that sound like a weak person? It don't to me. Because there's a place that's called heaven. He said he's prepared for me, and it's eternity. Listen to this. You don't get nothing out of this lesson, get it out of this. You've got one opportunity to make it. That's scary. He tells you in Luke 9:62. He says, he who puts his hand to the plow and look back, you don't even fit to go. So keep focused on the prize. Don't just say that in Philippians 3:14. For the prize. I'm aiming for the prize. The prize is to be with God. The other stuff is just added to it, man. The mansion, the street of gold, there's no darkness. Everybody loving one another. That's added to it. Our goal should be get to God, get to His Son. You know, He tells you in Hebrews letter, He says, nobody can go to God unless you go through Jesus. You say He earned that right. He says you that in, I think it's Hebrews 5:6-8. Though He was a son, He owed on their obedience through what He suffered. He became the author of eternal salvation. So we can't talk to God direct. We go through His Holy Son. That's why when you hear someone pray in the church, they say, in Jesus' holy name. You see, He tells you that in Romans. Romans 8, chapter, right there at the end of it. Read all the Romans, you run into it. Jesus is at the right hand making intercessions for us. He's always watching the ones who bless Him. He's watching His body, that's us. For God so loved the world, guess who the world is? That's you. Now listen to this. For God so loved us, that's the world. Wow. He's done so much for me, and it's a shame. Sometimes we just don't take time out and say, God, thank you. Thank you, God. Don't ask for nothing. Just thank Him. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and I said, God answered my prayer. He answered my prayer. If you look on the bench back there, God answers your prayer. He may not answer the way you want it, but you're always right. Pray for the church. Pray for me. Pray for us all. Because eternity is just an eyelid away, a twinkling of an eye. And He's not going to go up there, and He's not going to be like me. He's not going to pat you on the back and say, I'm sorry. He's going to say, I never knew you. He's not an unmerciful God. He's done everything in His power to get me there. He's done everything in His power to get you there too. Wow. A Christian is a way of life. We ought to set goals in our lives. Not for money. Not for fame. To be further than we was yesterday. He tells us to take up our cross. Then He puts a little bitty word right there at the end. Daily. Take up your cross and follow Him daily. Because when you let up, the roaring lion's going to come in and get you. 1 Peter 5:8. Christ wants us to get tired. He wants us to do these things. He wants me to be on that phone. He wants me to play golf. He wants me to do all these things. Because I'm too tired when I get home to do God's will. Let's start fooling them. Let's do the Lord's work first. If we can. Promise tonight yourselves. God, I make a promise. I'm going to do better. And the pillar will be soft when you lay down at night. You won't mind dying, will you? You know, I think I get on to myself a lot. These lessons I have is for me. Every one of them. I'm sharing my thoughts. But the things, if I'm worried about this, or that, it's okay to be concerned. But if I'm worried about this, and I won't do this, and I won't do that, I'm taking glory from God. Because I'll stand right here and tell you to have faith, and me don't. It's in 1 Corinthians 9. and about 14. He says, if you're going to preach the gospel, live it. That hits you right in the face, won't it? You're standing behind this pulpit and you're doing this out here. Because I'm the type, if you're telling me to do something and I know you're not doing it, I'm not going to do it. I've always been. And that's the way we should be. And we should have something to back up what the church says. You know what it is? Instructions. Revelation 20, 11 through 15. He said, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and found no for them. And I saw the dead stand before God, and the books were open. What book? The Bible. And everything that I've done on this side of eternity. Let's quit looking back. Paul said, I don't look back no more. I go forward. So once I come up out of that water, or I've made a confession, God said, I won't remember that. Quit dwelling on the past. Let's work on the future. Let's get us all to a place that's called heaven. Let's work together with spirit and truth. Wow. God give it all to us. And you know one of the blessings that we overlook is 1 John 3:1. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, we can be called the sons of God. If I'm his son, do you think he'll answer my prayer? Do you think he'll answer your prayer? All we got to do is stay faithful unto death. He tells you that you're not going to be perfect. But he wants us to, in 2 Peter 3:18, he said, but grow in grace and the knowledge of the truth. Are we growing? I've heard people say, well, yeah, it's the same thing. I hear the same thing. Same thing. Quit hunting new stuff and read what he's already sent us. Now, look what I found. We're taking glory from God. Read what he says, his instructions. It's the same thing as in the second chapter of the first gospel sermon ever preached. Give the glory and honor and praise for God that we do have the common sense and the knowledge to study this book. I don't have to find something new. It's not new. It's been here for years. We got to do it. We got to live it. See, our religion is a do religion. You don't have to, just like I'm saying, if you're growing and if you're not doing anything, you can know the Bible from front end to the other end and go to torment. But if we're obeying this from the heart, the former doctrine that's sent to us for our instructions, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know what the next step will be? Glory. We can't make it, people, without praying and studying. And making sure that we are here as much as we can to take his body and his blood. Because he says in John 6:53, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. Did you know that? He tells you in 1 John 1:7, if you walk in the light, he's in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Charity covers a multitude of sin. There's so many things that we can be doing. I don't care if it's picking up trash outside the building, giving God the glory and the praise, because he deserves 100% of our lives. Blessing after blessing after blessing. I get to sit here and just name them off. Just name them off of the blessings that God has bestowed on this fella you're looking at. Went to school, didn't try, didn't do nothing. I asked for God for wisdom. I asked him for opportunities. He said, get in the book and study it. He'll give it to me. The knowledge of the truth, Brother Ben, and on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27. Born under man's wants to die and act this judgment, I'll be accepted. It says in Romans 16:16, the churches of Christ salute you. Ephesians 4:5 says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We're in the right church. I believe that with all my heart, mind, and soul. And I believe the plan of salvation, the operation of God, the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and the newness of life. And you can walk the street of gold where time has stood still. The lesson's yours. You never obey the gospel. You hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38, if you did that, you have problems. You might need prayers of the church. You just may sin. You need to get back your name in that book of life. That's the goal on this side of eternity, is to keep our name in the book. And don't be ashamed. If you need to, come to the front. Because I did it, and I'm going to do it again if I have to. I'll tell you something I have done. When I was young, I was baptized too early. I figured it out when I got older, so you know what I did? I was rebaptized for the remission of sins. I did it wrong the first time. Because I've only got one shot at it, to be with God forever. Like I said in James 5:16, confess your faults one to another, pray one for another. Pray for the church, pray for me, pray for our families. If one's not in the church, they might have fell away. But pray to God that he's there listening. But always use Jesus' name. He's listening for us to talk to him and ask him. Wow. That I am. It's his name. Thomas was standing singing the song. It's being selected.
Let's use number 336.